Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 13, verse number 43. Yata Krido Paskaranam Samyoga Vigamalviha Ichaya Kreditu Syatam Tatai Vesh Sechaya Nrinam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. As a player sets up and disperses his playthings according to his own sweet will, so the supreme will of the Lord brings men together and separates them. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. We must know for certain that the particular position in which we are now set up is an arrangement of the Supreme Will in terms of our own acts in the past. The Supreme Lord is present as the localized Paramatma in the heart of every living being, as it is said in Bhagavad Gita 13:23. And therefore, He knows everything of our activities in every stage of our lives. He rewards the reactions of our actions by placing us in some particular place. A rich man gets his son born with a silver spoon in his mouth. But the child who came as the rich man's son deserves such a place. And therefore, he is placed there by the will of the Lord. And at a particular moment, when the child has been removed from that place, he is also carried by the will of the Supreme. Even if the child or the father does not wish to be separated from the happy relation. The same thing happens in the case of a poor man also. Neither rich man nor poor man has any control over such meetings or separations of living beings. The example of a player and his playthings should not be misunderstood. One may argue that since the Lord is bound to award the reactionary results of our own actions, the example of a player cannot be applied. But it is not so. We must always remember that the Lord is the supreme will, and He is not bound by any law. Generally, the law of karma is that one is awarded the result of one's own actions. But in special cases, the will of the Lord, such resultant actions, are changed also. But this change can be affected by the will of the Lord only, and no other. Therefore, the example of the player, cited in this verse, is quite appropriate. For the supreme will is absolutely free to do whatever he likes. And because he is all perfect, there is no mistake in any of his actions or reactions. These changes of resultant actions are especially rendered by the Lord when a pure devotee is involved. It is assured in the Bhagavad Gita 9:30-31 that the Lord saves a pure devotee who has surrendered unto him without reservation from all sorts of reactions of sins. And there's no doubt about this. There are hundreds of examples of reactions changed by the Lord in the history of the world. If the Lord is able to change the reactions of one's past deeds, then certainly he is not himself bound by any action or reaction of his own deeds. He is perfect and transcendental to all laws. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this is a scathing renunciation of the karma mimamsa philosophy. What is the karma mimamsa philosophy? There are six darshans, or schools of philosophical thought in the Vedic tradition. One of them is called karma mimamsa. Now, unfortunately for us, in the Kali Yuga, Each one of these six darshans, or philosophical schools, has been perverted, contaminated, misrepresented by so-called modern mentors of these philosophies. They're not mentors, they're tormentors. They have misrepresented purposely so that people are misled in Kali Yuga. In other words, one example, Kapila Muni, the son of Kardama Muni and Devahuti, is the origin of Sankhya philosophy. But there's a false Kapila Muni in modern times means the last 5,000 years, who misrepresented Sankhya philosophy and presented a misinterpretation of it. And that's what's studied today in all the universities in India. They study the false Kapila's Sankhya and they ignore the real Kapila's Sankhya. You see? And this is true of each one of the six darshans, each one of the schools of philosophy. They have all been misrepresented, and the misrepresentation is the thing that's being studied in universities. Did you know that? You didn't know that. Even in Tirupati has a Vedic university. Most of the teachers are Mayavadis, if not all of them. And they're all misrepresenting the six darshans. This is the sad state of affairs. That's why Srila Prabhupada is absolutely unique, along with his spiritual master and Guru Kishore Babaji and Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all the Vaishnava Acharyas after Lord Chaitanya. They're all unique because they have revealed this hypocrisy. Even our own devotees don't realize it. That there's a real Sankhya and a false Sankhya. There's a real Karma Mimamsa and a false Karma Mimamsa. Now, what does the false Karma Mimamsa say? The false Karma Mimamsa says, look, what is supreme? I mean, God created things. Yeah, okay, we admit that. But he created the law of karma, and the law of karma is supreme. Even God has to follow it. You see? So therefore, don't worry about God. Just worry about karma. This is their philosophy. It's complete nonsense. And this purport defeats that. You see? Krishna is completely independent. If he can change your and my destiny by wiping out our previous karma, do you think he is subject to karma? No. He can wipe it out at any time he wants. And this purport proves it. Nobody else is going to explain this except pure Mahabhagavat Vaishnava Acharyas. Nobody else. They're all going to preach the false Sankhya, the false Karma Mimamsa, the false Nyaya, and all those different schools of philosophy. See? So, therefore, it's very important that we carefully study Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, there are so many misrepresentations today. Everything is corrupted in Kali Yuga, including these Saddarshans, the six philosophical schools of Vedic thought. And Prabhupada says, we must know for certain that the particular position in which we are now set up is an arrangement of supreme will in terms of our own acts in the past. Now, I've spoken about this before. There's such a thing as the Tibetan Book of the Dead. The Tibetan Book of the Dead says clearly that a person can determine their next birth. So one time I was on an airplane, and this lady was sitting next to me, and we started discussing things, and she had studied the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And so did I. And I, before I met Prabhupada, had the same misconceptions that she did. at some point she said to me, and we started talking about karma and all those things, and at one point she said to me, well, you know, we can always choose who we want to, what birth we will take in the next life by our by manipulating our karma or by controlling our karma. I said, that's not exactly true. I said, what? That's what the Tibetan Book of the Dead says. I said, yes. But did you ever imagine it could be wrong? I said, no, that's not possible. These mystics from Mongolia, they know what they're talking about. You say she's accepted these people as absolute authorities, right? As if they're on the level of God. I said, no. God is going to attribute your next birth. It's in the hands of God. It's not in your hands. You may try and have only good karma, etc., but ultimately God is going to decide. She said, no, I don't believe that. I said, what do you mean you don't believe it? Who are you to say you don't believe it? Well, she said, who are you to say I shouldn't believe it? I said, I'm authority because I'm repeating authority. She said, well, I don't believe that. Well, you see, here's the problem. Which authority are you going to accept? The Tibetan Book of the Dead, or are you going to accept Bhagavad Gita? That's the point. All right. So, Prabhupada explains here, the Supreme Lord is present as the localized Paramatma in the heart of every living being, as it is said in Bhagavad Gita 13:23. Actually, that's a very important verse for preaching. 13:23 says, Upadastana mantra cha bhata bhokta maheshwara paramatmeti chapayukte dehesmin purushak para. Very important verse. It says that Krishna is the upadrasta. It says, yet in this body there's another transcendental enjoyer who is the Lord, the supreme proprietor, who exists as the overseer and the permitter and who is known as the supersoul. He's the overseer and a permitter. In other words, he has the final say. So, Prabhupada cites that verse, which is extremely pertinent. And therefore, he says, he, meaning Paramatma, knows everything of our activities in every stage of our lives. He rewards the reactions of our actions by placing us in some particular place. So that's the point right there. He's the one. It's not the Tibetan Book of the Dead. It's not you're in control of your next birth completely by your karma. No matter what your karma is, Krishna is going to decide. He rewards the actions of our actions by placing us in some particular place. That means some kind of body and some kind of family. A rich man gets his son born with a silver spoon in his mouth, but the child who came as the rich man's son deserves such a place. Therefore, he's placed there by the will of the Lord. And at a particular moment when the child has to be removed from that place, he is also carried by the will of the Lord, even if the child or the father does not wish to be separated from the happy relation. The same thing happens in the case of a poor man also. Neither rich man nor poor man has any control over such meetings or separations of living beings. The example of a player and his playthings should not be misunderstood. One may argue that since the Lord is bound to award the reactionary reactions of our own actions, the example of a player cannot be applied. But it is not so. That's the whole point. Krishna is not bound just because someone did only good karma in their life. One may argue that since the Lord is bound to award the reactionary results of our own actions, the example of a player cannot be applied. But it is not so. We must always remember that the Lord is the supreme will, and he is not bound by any law. False karma mimamsa says that he is bound by the law of karma. It's supreme. It's greater than him. So those are all Mayavadi or atheistic interpretations of Shastra. We must always remember that the Lord is the supreme will and he's not bound by any law. Generally, the law of karma is that one is awarded the result of one's own actions. But in special cases, by the will of the Lord, such resultant actions are changed also. But this change can be affected by the will of the Lord only and no other. Therefore, the example of the player cited in this verse is quite appropriate, for the supreme will is absolutely free to do whatever he likes, and because he is all perfect, there's no mistake in any of his actions or reactions. So unless we accept this, we remain an atheist. We don't believe that the Lord has such absolute power. So we remain an atheist. To become a devotee, you have to accept that Krishna has all powers. He can do anything he wants. He's not bound by any law. He's the lawmaker. He's not bound by any law. He controls that, and he can reverse it at his will. Unless we believe this, we remain an atheist. In other words, we say, oh no, Krishna can't do that, you know, because it's the law of karma, it's supreme. No, it's not supreme. He is the supreme. These changes of resultant actions are especially rendered by the Lord when a pure devotee is involved. It is assured in the Bhagavad Gita 9.30-31 that the Lord saves a pure devotee who has surrendered unto him without reservation from all sorts of reactions of sins. And there's no doubt about this. Now, if this was not true, then none of us would have been able to become a devotee. Because we all have a mixed bag of good and bad karma. And we're also making karma in the present life. So unless Yesam Twanta Gatam Papam Chananam Puyant Karmanam Te Dwandva Mohanir Mukta Bhajanti Mam Jutaratva, 7th chapter, 28th verse says, unless one is completely purified of all sinful reactions in the past and in the present, then one is freed from the dualities of delusion and they engage themselves in my service with determination. So, one who has acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from the dualities of delusion and they engage themselves in my service. So that's the point. Unless Krishna nullifies, either puts a stop or nullifies our previous karma, good and bad reactions, we're not free to engage in devotional service. We're still under the influence of Yamaraj, the lawgiver. But Krishna is the supreme lawgiver. So Prabhupada says, only those who have passed their lives in practicing the regulative principles of religion, who have acted piously, and who have conquered sinful reactions, can accept devotional service and gradually rise to the pure knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then gradually, they can meditate in trance on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the process of being situated on the spiritual platform. So both times you said gradually. It's a slow process to become completely free of sinful reactions. But it's based on following the regulative principles. This elevation is possible in Krishna consciousness in the association of pure devotees, for in the association of great devotees, one can be delivered from delusion. So in other words, it's saying it's not possible any other way. It's only possible in the association of great devotees like Srila Prabhupada. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.2 that if one actually wants to be liberated, he must render service to the devotees. Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimukte. But one who associates with materialistic people is on the path leading to the darkest region of existence, Tamodwaram Yositam Sangisangam. So this Yosit means sense gratification. So people who are attached to sense gratification, it can be a man or a woman, they are on the dark plane, they are tamodwaram. They're opening the door of ignorance and are entering, rushing in. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. They're rushing in. Just like one day I was with this gentleman I know. He has a nursery. And we were talking, and then he got a phone call. It was from a friend of his. And he said, "We got to go tonight to the Mukilteo Casino. You know, I'm determined to go tonight. You know, so you can you come? And my wife is going to come, and I'm going to go. You know, we have to go tonight. You know, I need to go." So, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. Right? So such inauspicious desires ruin the possibility of spiritual life. He says, the process of being situated, that is the process of being situated on a spiritual platform. In other words, associating with devotees and rising to pure knowledge. This elevation is possible in Krishna consciousness in the association of pure devotees. For in the association of great devotees, one can be delivered from delusion. Okay. And then Prabhupada says, the impersonalists do not know that forgetting their constitutional position as subordinate to the Supreme Lord is the greatest violation of God's law. So, this whole process of Krishna consciousness is all about accepting that Krishna is the Supreme Person. We are not the Supreme Person. We cannot be the Supreme Person, no matter what yoga or what process we follow. We're always going to be subordinate. And that's the beginning of spiritual life, when you accept that. When we accept that. Unless one is reinstated in his own constitutional position as the eternal servant to the Lord, subordinate to the Lord, it is not possible to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or to be fully engaged in his transcendental loving service with determination. Now we know why so many people are not engaged in devotional service. They refuse to accept that they're subordinate to God. They want to be equal to or greater. And the false gurus, like this joker, Nityananda, unfortunately he has the same name as Lord Nityananda, but he's not a Nityananda. He's Anityananda. So he says, "I have not come here to tell you that I am God. I have come here to tell you that you are God." You see, very clever man, right? And then all the idiots, they say, "Oh, he's the guru. He knows what he's talking about. Yes, I am God." Right? So, is he a guru? No, guru takes you out of ignorance. Om aganya tibarandasya gyananjana salakaya unmuditam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Real guru will take you out of ignorance. And this so-called guru means a dumb animal. He's putting people in ignorance. He's a misleader. He's not a guru. So, this is a very important purport if we want to understand what our real position is.
You know, those people, they want that, actually.
Yes.
Sometimes it's not the fault of guru, they follow people. They follow
us. Oh, no, it is a fault of... He's not a guru, let's put it like that. He's not a guru.
Oh, he's not a guru, okay.
Yeah.
But those people,
yes, yes, he came and validated it, and they love it. They're cheering. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, it's just like, you know, when Hitler spoke, everyone was in ecstasy, screaming, "Yes!" You know, he said three things. He said, "God, fatherland, and Nazism." He said the three most important things. But this idea of God, he was the God. And the fatherland means the land of birth. And Nazism is, you know, their philosophy. By the way, it's a socialist philosophy. That's what Nazism in Germany means. In German means National Socialist Party. Just like the Democratic National Socialist Party. Same thing. So, beware of socialism. It's very dangerous. It always has a tendency to degenerate into fanatic government. Yeah. Beware of democracy also. It ends up becoming demon crazy. See? The only thing that works is Krishna consciousness that's practiced sincerely and purely. That's the only thing that works. Right. Everything else is going to fail. Okay, thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? Well, that means that when Prabhupada was coming to the United States, he had two heart attacks. Two, not one. And there was no doctors, thank God, no hospital, no ventilators, no ER. And he survived. You say, why did he survive? Krishna wanted him to survive so he could accomplish his mission. And Krishna helped him. And Prabhupada does say, if you read Satsvarupa Prabhu's Lilamrita, that Krishna comforted him in those two heart attacks. So he was able to overcome them without any medical treatment. You see? So, I mean, this is a hard question, right? It's a very hard question. Should we put ourselves under the control of medical doctors when we have an emergency? It's a very serious issue because there's no guarantee. Right? And when you do put yourself under the control of medical doctors, basically you give up you give up your rights, especially with COVID, with the Chinese flu epidemic. And it is Chinese. It's not Japanese. It's not American. It's Chinese, right? They can completely eradicate your free will. If you say, I want to leave, they won't let you go because you have the Chinese flu. You see, it is a complete, let's say, renunciation of your free will. You're under their control because of this so-called state of emergency. Right? Whenever there's a state of emergency, the freedom of the people is curtailed. Right? So therefore, you know, should there be a state of emergency? That's the question. You know, it ruins the economy. You become prisoners in your own house. If you go to a hospital, you can't get out. You know, now some people say, oh no, if you insist on getting out, they'll let you out. No, they won't let you out. If you have the Chinese disease, they won't let you out. You're quarantined, right? If you go to India today, you're going to be quarantined for 2 weeks. If you come to the United States, you're going to be quarantined for 2 weeks. They completely curtail your free will. It might be temporarily, but still, it's curtailed. So, therefore, should we put ourselves in that position? That's the question. Prabhupada himself said, if I get sick, after he had been gone to the hospital several times, he said, in the future, if I get sick, don't take me to the hospital. That's it. So these are serious questions, and we have to think about it. But right here, you correctly pointed out this important sentence. It says, the changes of resultant actions are especially rendered by the Lord when a pure devotee is involved. It is assured in the Bhagavad Gita 9, 30, and 31 that the Lord saves a pure devotee who has surrendered unto him without reservation from all sorts of reactions of sins. And there's no doubt about this. Well, this is the hard question, and we have to think about it. In other words, if you make a will, and you say in that will, I'm appointing so-and-so as my, let's say, the person who makes decisions about me if I become incapacitated. Well, that means if that person says he's not going to, or she is not going to the hospital, that's it. But once you go to the hospital, especially in a case of emergency, you're under, they cancel that right if there's a state of emergency. If there isn't a state of emergency, if you say, that's it, I'm taking the person out, they can't say no. But in a state of emergency, they can say no. So these are serious questions. You have to think about it. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I know in the case of my father, I've told this before, he walked to the hospital and they had to carry him back. In other words, the treatment they gave him actually killed him, even though he had cancer. But he would have done better staying at home. And he suffered terribly. You know, he would wake up, he would wake me up in the middle of the night, he'd be screaming, give me poison, I want to die, I can't stand this pain. That's all because they burned him with the radiation. And this is back in the 1950s when, you know, they didn't have the so-called pinpoint radiation. Bunch of nonsense. You see. So, and I know I have a cousin who, very nice person, he had a wonderful little boy. A boy, so-called, had cancer. You took him to the hospital and the boy suffered being experimented on by the doctors and eventually died. And father couldn't do anything. Because if you take him out, everyone will and he dies, they'll blame him. If you don't take him out, he dies in the hospital, right? You see, you get caught in this catch-22 situation. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. But, you know, it all depends on how much faith you have in Krishna. So, we have to think about that. Hari Bol, all glories to Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.